I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Zance Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, your weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy?
We're at that point.
Yeah.
Where it's just, I'm in footy limbo where my team's trying to do some things. Some other teams being dickheads and not letting my team do what I want them to do. And we just are waiting.
Yeah. So trade period has started, or the free agent trading.
Free agency period. Yeah.
So we don't have any like huge juicy trades yet. Although there's been a few that have been cemented and a done deal, handshakes. It's all happening. Players potentially wearing their new jerseys and having photo shoots today. So Joe Danaher, I can't remember if we mentioned this last week, but he officially plays the Brisbane Lions now, which is probably best case scenario for me if he was leaving, because he hasn't gone to a cunt club that I hate, which is, look, any club minus maybe Brisbane and Geelong. Would have become cunts in my head if they took Joey from me. So, yeah, Brisbane, I thought about it. I was like, are they cunts? And I said, no. No, they're not. I'm glad he's happy. And he looks happy.
He looks stoked.
Yeah. He.
And I'm not going to lie. I think I love him. I think I love him already.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is the best case scenario for the podcast, because we can still get excited when Joey pins the ears back and kicks him from 65.
Yeah, when he's twirling those fucking fingers on the gabba. Fucking... Yeah. It's going to be big. Isaac Smith now plays for Geelong. He's been like, I've had enough of Hawthorn. Three premierships was a lot, but maybe I can get a fourth over at Geelong. Yeah. And
greedy.
Yeah, this is an interesting one.
I didn't think we were in the running for him. And then apparently Chris Scott made a late push to him. Because I think it was all a done deal that he was going to Melbourne. That was... the kind of indication,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's pretty much done.
Tom, I don't know about this one. This one reeks of it's going to come back and hurt you.
It seems weird.
Because I think he's on juicy money. And then you hear things like Sam Manigola wants a bit more money, wants a better deal. And it's kind of like, Tom, if you're a list manager, if you're a Terry Wallace right now, you pick Manigola ahead of Smith, surely.
I would have thought.
As a wingman.
The only thing I was thinking was, does Manigola want more like midfield minutes?
I think he just wants more money.
No, but do we also know that maybe he said, all right, I've enjoyed playing on the wing. I'd love to be on the ball a bit more. I don't know.
I mean, to be honest, Tom, it's his job. So, like, he probably just wants more money. Like, that's a very fair enough thing for a player to want. To be like, I'm actually better than the contract I have. I would like more money.
He's still in contract, I'm pretty sure, for another 12. Like, we've got he's out of contract end of next season, I believe. Look, if we got Isaac Smith and we won a flag as a result of getting Isaac Smith and he played in a fourth premiership and we kept and Menegola played and then left. If we had a premiership, I'd be okay with it. I reckon I'll be fine. I reckon I'll cop that.
Tom, how do you feel about all of this? It feels weird though,
because Menegola had a huge year, but also didn't feature very prominently in the BNF. I think he was like 7th or 8th.
Ooh. Tensions. Tensions down the highway.
Yeah, it's like that's an interesting the way it sort of played out. Like our best of fairest just happened, so we had Cam Guthrie won, which I think is the fucking best thing ever. Gave a speech that just cements in my mind that Cam Guthrie may be one of the best blokes of all time.
Mm-hmm.
In which he was like, I didn't think that there's anyone in this club, in this team who played over this year who could win an individual award. I think this belongs to everybody. And you're like, you won it though, mate. It belongs to you. But nice of you to think you could give it, you could share it amongst your peers. He just seems like a lovely bloke and good on him. But yeah, so I think it was Guthrie 1, Hawkins 2, Blitzarves 3rd, and then Dangerfield and Duncan rounded out the top 5. What is interesting is considering that we are an older club and, you know, we bring in Isaac Smith and we become older again and we pretend we will definitely get Sean Higgins. That's, I guess, one of those, it's basically done, but it's a trade.
Mm-hmm.
So I think is Smith 3 years?
For you? No, I think you offered him 2. I think Hawthorn offered him 1, Geelong offered him 2, Melbourne offered him 3.
Oh, and he went for 2.
Yeah.
I think there's a trigger for a 3rd if he meets certain game requirements.
Oof. He's, what is he, 31, 32?
30.
30, okay. Interesting. Yeah.
He's the same age as Danger.
Yeah.
So he's old.
Yeah. I wouldn't be signing Danger for 3 years either.
If he has a 30-plus renaissance like 32-year-old Tom Hawkins, I'll be very fucking happy.
I don't think he will. I don't think Smith's going to get any better. It's a weird choice for me.
The only reason I see it potentially being on the cards is there's more chance that Jordan Clark's going home to WA than the club's letting on. And Smith would be a wing coverage for Clark going, but as far as I've heard, Clark staying for another 2 years. It's weird. There's a lot of players at Geelong that are kind of all over the shop all of a sudden.
Tom, if anything, getting Smith is going to make Jordan Clark go, well, what the fuck? How long am I going to have to wait to break into this team? I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't want that. Clark's a fucking jet. He's quick. Mm. He can kick long. He's also 19, 20. Like,
I wonder. Yeah,
it's weird.
Players at the club thought that they were going to be holding premiership medals this year and therefore had wild plans for 2021, thinking that they were going to have won a flag, but they haven't. So now they're kind of stuck in this weird limbo. Like Jordan Clark or whatever might have been like, yeah, fuck, I'll go home. Or like, yeah, the Menegola wanting more money, he'd be like, well, I'm a premiership player now. This is all chill. But then all of a sudden you didn't win. Yep. So,
and he didn't get the All-Australian Guernsey, because if you get an All-Australian, you get an automatic pay bump.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think the Smith one's interesting because did they say what the contract was? Like how much money?
Wasn't a lot. Like it wasn't bank break. It wasn't the Jeremy Cameron deal, which is reportedly 950 over 6 years.
Yeah, but
which is, Isaac again, Smith. Interesting, Tom, because Geelong typically don't pay huge money to players.
I think the reason they've made the deal big is because it sounded like, from a thing I was reading today, it sounded like Stephen Wells and the Geelong people were very shocked that the Giants matched the offer. Yep. I think they thought, we'll just price the Giants out of it because it sounds like they don't have the money. And I don't necessarily think the Giants have the money because everyone knows that a trade will just get done. But I think Geelong are like, fuck, all right, well, we've got to trade for him to get across here.
Yeah, didn't the Giants offer him 700?
Yep.
So they've suddenly found 200,000 a year for 5 years. Like it's, And he said he's not going back. He'll sit it out if he has to go back to that.
Correct. He'll go to the preseason draft and Geelong will just take him with a pick. It'll be Jack Martin all over again, where Gold Coast got fuck all for him and Carlton got the player they wanted.
Tom, I wouldn't risk him going through the preseason draft.
No, I don't imagine that'll happen.
North Melbourne, mate. North Melbourne will fucking froth at that.
Oh, what about...
I'll be like, what do you want? 900? We'll give you 18. We'll give you 1.8 million. We don't care.
We'll name the entire football club after you.
I hear that one certain club has both a war chest and a gaping hole in their forward line. So yeah, maybe him going to the draft is a good thing. Send Jez to the draft. Joel. Yes.
Joel, your club is interesting at the moment because they seem to be going after midfield, which is good. You got to bolster the midfield. Maybe you can get Heppel onto the half-back line. You can sort of rejig a few things. Looks pretty exciting.
But
there's nothing to kick. There's nothing to kick to.
Yeah, Sean, I don't know if you remember, but when our midfield is on, it's on. And when our defense is on, it's impenetrable. The defense now has a hole in it. The ball is going to get stuck in defense because the player that runs it out isn't there anymore.
Both players that run it out aren't there anymore.
Both players?
McKenna.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's true. I forgot about McKenna.
Sorry, buddy.
No, that's all right. That's retirement. And then, I mean, I saw a Gaelic football highlight where he fucking just like ignited the pitch. And I was like, fuck, that'd be good still in an Essendon jersey, but that's fine.
Yeah.
So I guess they're filling that. I mean, a midfielder, then push Heppel into halfbacks, and then maybe Heppel can fill the gap. But yeah, I don't know if you remember, but yeah, we didn't kick many goals this year because our forward line is patchy. It's our biggest weakness. It is definitely injury prone, but also like we're gonna lose like Orazio as well. I know he plays a little higher up in the ground, but he does kick goals.
Yeah, but also to point out the forward players that you're losing to other clubs have rarely been on the field anyway. So those problems already exist. I just find it strange that you guys didn't seem to have a legitimate crack at Jeremy Cameron. You're not really seeming to be into Ben Brown, which is, to me, the obvious one. I think Essendon should get Ben Brown.
Right.
Like, you've got a guy who can kick 60 goals a year.
Yeah.
And for some reason, no one's really into him except Melbourne.
Yep. He's Danaher. He's basically Danaher. He's big, he can mark, he can kick goals, and he can play in the ruck when you need him to.
Like, I wonder if Essendon are going to kind of be like cheeky cunts, because everything's going too easy so far. And so I don't know if they're going to be like, no, we are into Ben Brown, but they're just keeping him on the down low so that Melbourne make like a kind
of...
Ben Brown's already said I'm going to Melbourne.
Yeah, oh, he's going to go to Melbourne.
I missed that
today.
Yep.
Yeah.
And fuck, Hogan Mitch Brown and Ben Brown, same team, the Brown brothers.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Tom, you're right. Hogan has gone to the Giants. Oh, he will. He's nominated them, and that's going to happen. So, yeah, that's another one. I mean, Collingwood and Essendon, for me, are the two teams that are screaming out for a Ben Brown or a Jesse Hogan, and they've done fuck all. Essendon, weirdly, I don't really understand what their strategy is for not trying to have a crack, and Collingwood, because their list manager is a fuckwit, and they have no money.
I know that feeling.
Well, they're busy. They can't approach anyone to get into the club because they're too fucking busy trying to trade a guy who doesn't want to leave.
Yeah.
And so they're like, no, we'll send you to Gold Coast to be with your partner. He's like, no, all right, if you want to trade me out, I'm staying in Victoria and I want to play for a successful club. I didn't leave the Giants to go to you guys to then go develop on the Gold Coast for fucking 5 years. I want to win a flag.
Yeah.
That's just the fact that you have a player with the talent of Treloar that you paid a lot of money and a big trade to get him.
Yeah.
And now you are like, oh no, we don't have the confidence that you'll be able to have a long distance relationship and be a good player. Like, what the fuck does that say that they're more prepared to support a guy who sexually assaulted somebody than someone who's like, no, I want to make this work. They're both like both Treloar and his partner are both professional athletes and have had conversations where I think he even said in an interview that they were always prepared to potentially play in different states because she's a netballer. And if she gets picked for the Australian team, for example, she has to play overseas. Like,
yeah, it's not
it
like
it seems that, fucking stupid.
It's not like they've both got career. It's not like that either of them are coming into a career now where they're like, oh no, I have to travel and this is real bad. Or we've only been dating for 6 months and now one of us is moving. They've both been in their professions for a while. And yeah, this probably wasn't exactly like part of the plan, but it's not going to be like, Treloar's not going to be being like, guys, I can't play this week. I'm just too heartbroken because I miss my partner.
Yeah, he said that's not going to be an issue. And if you're a club, like surely at a football club, the idea is you create an environment that supports players like that.
Yeah.
Like you create a supportive, welcoming environment where he's like, you know, I'm struggling a bit this week, but I'm ready to play. Oh, no, we want you out. Like, it's just, I mean, it reeks of a club that paid him a fuckload of money last year because they were worried he was going to leave, and now don't have that money to retain him. And to go- again, they are fighting harder to keep a sexual assault fuckhead than like a grub like DeGoey. It's just bizarre.
There might be a few things in that comparison that make it obvious that that's the case. So DeGoey is out of contract, right? But like, will definitely stay at Collingwood. But I reckon there's a big chance that just no one wants him for that exact reason, because he could be in jail by the start of next season.
Well, that's it. That's a big cloud hanging over him.
So he's, but Collingwood have shown that they don't give a fuck about discretions like that. Things off the field do not matter to them. You could fucking kill a guy and then probably play for Collingwood the next week, and Eddie would pay off everyone.
I mean, you could be like former Collingwood player and Brownlow medalist Dane Swan and punch a man in the head so bad he has permanent brain damage, and then go on to keep playing for the club for the rest of your life and be a legend.
Yeah. There's a lot of fucked things at Collingwood, both on the field and off the field. They're fucked from the ground up. But I reckon they're just trying to get rid of Treloar because they know that he is a good player and a good person, so he'll fit in any club. What position does Treloar play?
He's a midfielder.
Fuck. What's his boot like?
No, he's not a good kick. That's
yeah, I know. That was his. I know that was the big thing this season.
That's the thing with Collingwood, though, too, is they're playing him as an outside midfielder, and he's not. Like, he's an in-and-under grunt footballer, he can hurt you on the outside as well, but his skill set is
how old is he?
In and under.
How many years do you reckon he's got left in him?
He's probably 26.
Yeah. 25, you know, 26. He'd have 6 or 7 years in him for sure.
Do you know what player, terrible kick off the boot, but once they became like an in and under midfielder, got a little bit tougher, kind of stood up when they had to, went on to captain a team. You know, kick the occasional guy. Joe Watson. So let's just get him to Essendon anyway.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Because then the other thing too that I'm hearing out of Collingwood,
Joe Watson had a kid today, actually.
Yeah, named him.
So future father son, yeah.
Yeah, Wolf.
Wolf
Watson.
Yeah.
Wolf. Hang on, his name is Wolf?
Yes. Yeah.
Wolf Joe Watson. Watson's the most cooked bloke in the world. That is insane.
His partner's name is... Oh, fuck, what is it? Because... her name and Wolf form something. I can't remember what it was, but I remember reading that and being like, that's interesting. Fuck, hang on, give me 1 second.
Her name's Ware. So- That's a pretty sick name. I can't wait for the team of 2030 or whatever it'll be, 2050, say, with Wolf Watson winning a Brownlow medal. That's fantastic. No, but the, back to the shambles that are Collingwood. The other thing that's weird,
Virginia. It's Virginia.
Oh, that's- Virginia Wolf.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah.
And Wolf's middle name is Odin. Wolf Fuck. Odin Watson.
Oh, jeez. That's a powerful fucking name.
Fucking hell. Can you sign him to these guys? This is what it is. Dodora saving picks so they can get Wolf.
Wolf he's stockpiling. Odin. The war chest. The war chest is on hold for 18 years.
He's taken one look at that kid and realized that kid's initials are WOW and gone, bang, get him in.
Fuck. And also, when Job posted the picture of Wolf. He said, unfortunately, Nate, mate, I think you look more like your dad than your mum. Fucking hell. He's probably got the football gene too.
Oh,
ooh.
Bloody hell.
Gonna rock some double denim and be pretty good at making coffee post-footy as well.
Yeah, fucking hell. Wolf Odin Watson. Well, congratulations, Job. Yeah. You're a legend in my heart, and in the fucking commentator box, you just do not fit, but that's okay. Maybe.
Oh, man, it's the biggest case of someone failing up into a commentary position, because he's got nothing. It's just nothing there, Job.
It's also interesting, and, like, this is a totally different situation, but it's so fucked that, like, Channel 7, I didn't even think about it until just now. He's a drug cheat in theory. Like, on paper, Job Watson is a drug cheat.
Yeah.
And they've employed him. What the fuck? That only just clicked to me. That's insane.
Yep. I mean, they don't care. I mean, on the scale of things, Job Watson has done the bad thing based on a bunch of other things. But he passes the good bloke test, unlike a few others.
No, that's what I mean. Panel. Also, everything that's come out of it, like the whole Essendon saga was very mishandled by almost every single person involved. So Joe Watson.
There was one person who handled it beautifully, and that was Stephen Dank, because he just made sure those documents disappeared.
Medical doctor and
never
a existed. Magician.
Yeah, never. Just what documents? I don't know. I don't even have any hands. I couldn't possibly open a document.
But yeah, like, that whole thing was fucked. So, like, yeah, like, it's just, like, on paper, he's a drug cheat. Like, I think he's a legend. But
yeah,
it's just so weird to offer him the job. It's not like that he's, like, they're like, oh, fuck, we'll look past the fact that, yeah, he retired kind of in disgrace. But because he's fucking lighting up the commentary box. He's just being like, I'm looking after Kale's turtle this weekend. Yeah, got to go feed him after the game. Like, that's the kind of shit you're getting. Which I love, but... Fuck.
Hey, boys, just on Essendon, we should just mention Dr. Bruce Reid.
Yes. Yeah.
Essendon's club doctor for at least 30 years, I reckon. He passed away this week. I think he had cancer. Is that right? I'm not sure.
Yeah. It was I think it was cancer. It was definitely like a long-term illness.
Yeah, but he's been there for, like, I heard Kevin Sheedy talking about him and just saying that, like, he is Essendon, basically. Like, he's been the club doctor for every player and every player's family for decades.
Yeah.
They all fucking love him. Yeah. He sounded like a great guy, too.
Well, he was just inducted into their Hall of Fame, too, as a legend. Literally, yeah. I don't know. Maybe, I guess, if they know it was a long-term illness, I'm not sure about the timing of it, whether they knew he was not doing so great, so they were like... We better get him in. So he's in the Hall of Fame, the Essendon Hall of Fame, as a legend. So I think he's been around for a billion years at that club.
Yeah.
He would be the only club doctor to be probably in a Hall of Fame, let alone legend status.
Well, I think so, yeah. I'm trying to think of any others, and the only ones that probably would be are those that, like, from way back when, who were also presidents at some point. And
Although, I'll tell you what, the bloke of the Bulldogs, he's been there for... as long as I've watched footy, I reckon.
The Bulldogs
guy with the long hair on the bench. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Maybe he'll get a Bulldogs legend long hair doctor status.
Fingers crossed.
But, you know, enough good news and sort of not good news, but reflecting on good people. Back to reflecting on bad people in Collingwood.
Yeah.
The other issue that they're facing is, so Mychek's apparently going to re-sign, but there's an issue with his salary because he's probably worth a bit and was looking at other options, as you do. Mason Cox is on a fair bit of money, and they're looking at maybe he's apparently very gettable, according to the word on the street. Stevenson is on the table as well. If any clubs wanted him, they could take. Like, it feels like Collingwood are doing a fire sale because they're broke.
Yeah, it sounds like they're just trying to hold on to a couple of key players that they think are going to be instrumental in their flag chase again next year. But then there's a lot of talent in quotation marks. Jaden Stevenson sucks shit, and I hate him. That's available. They're just trying to shed so that they get more money so they can pay these stars to stay. But also, watch Collingwood trade out fucking four of these cunts that everyone's like, oh, we love these people at Collingwood, and then sign someone fucked, because they'll do exactly what Geelong's trying to do and just like be like, we're just missing one fucking superstar, sign it for a year or two, we're gonna win flags.
Yeah, I guess the difference is Geelong are like, we're gonna get a superstar who's a good footballer and has never been charged with sexual assault.
Yeah. Collingwood are fucked, and I hate them, and I hate everyone that plays for them except maybe Treloar.
I'd love every club to just not deal with Collingwood this season. And just, because then their salary cap's just completely cooked. They'll have no room whatsoever to move. So sure. I reckon, don't take Mason Cox, don't take Treloar, don't take anybody, don't take Stevenson. Just let them cop it. Let that fuckwit list manager they've got just fucking stew.
Sean, are you telling me that Eddie Maguire wouldn't make that problem disappear?
Players would mysteriously die.
Yeah. Sean, he's a corrupt cunt.
Plus, you've got to factor in that their soft cap next year is absolutely fucked because they got fined about four times for different COVID breaches involving the coach.
Yeah. Just on that soft cap, Tom, like, Collingwood, I think, is a club that will feel that more than, say, Brisbane. Because Brisbane didn't have as many coaches. You remember that image of the Collingwood coaches box? on a game day where they had like 25 people in there.
Yep.
Like a club like Brisbane have like 5 people in there. Mm. So we don't have to really – we've had like job cuts and stuff in, at the Lions, but it hasn't been to the extent that some of these other clubs are going to get hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's going to be it's going to be fascinating to see how all this plays out.
I suspect – and this is me just going out on a limb, as much as I would love for Collingwood to, I just think that it'll just go away.
Yeah, it'll just, something, it's a bit like how Essendon all of a sudden get pick 7 for Danaher when they absolutely shouldn't have got pick 7 as compensation for Danaher.
I disagree. It's and I've seen people cracking the shits about Danaher all the last 2 days or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not based on the player. It's based on the contract. So Brisbane offered him a 3-year deal that's worth, I think, just over $800,000. Yeah. So then he's in the top 5% players in that bracket. Therefore, he's banned one compensation, which is first round pick. That's how they do it. It's not. I mean, that's how they did it in this instance.
Yeah.
I don't know what all the different fucking things they come up, but that's from what I've heard today. That's how they do it. So Brad Crouch got offered 4 years at 600. Now he got 4 years at $600,000. So it didn't. He didn't qualify for the top 5%. He was the next category. Or actually, a category after. He was the third category because you can go first round pick, end of first round, or second round. I think they got second round. Is that right?
Yeah.
And I think the issue that always gets conflated with this is people always bring up Buddy Franklin being pick 18 or 19, but people forget that the reason he was pick 18 or 19 was because he was the first pick after Hawthorn's first round pick, and they won the fucking premiership that year. So their first pick was 18.
If he had played for Adelaide this year, it would have been
two.
Yeah, pick two. Yeah. That's it's never gonna be. I think they should maybe get rid of the whole system, but I don't know. It is what it is. Like
it's a not weird system.
The Danaher ones are starting to annoy me a bit because everyone's kind of like, oh, how come Brad Crouch is only pick 23? Danaher hasn't fucking played, blah, blah, blah. It's because Brisbane value him to $800,000.
Yeah.
If Brisbane only offered him $600,000, we'd be looking at a second round pick and Essendon would have matched it and we'd be trading.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I will say on that, though, from the Essendon point of view, I've been pretty impressed with the majority, like I would say like 99% of the comments I've seen about this trade have been like, we'll miss you, Joe, but you look happy and that's good, which I was not expecting.
I'll tell you what, Joel,
yeah,
the response would have been way different 12 months ago. I think it's because it's gone on again and he hasn't quite got it together this year and all of that. And people are just kind of like, look, Essendon would be furious. You would be furious, I think, Joel, if he had played this year and he'd kicked 60 goals.
Yeah.
And then he still wants to leave. And you're like, well, what more can we do? We got you back up and running.
But yeah.
It's a different thing.
Yeah. And well, that's what I mean. But, and also I think the fact that it was sorted out pre-trade period, we didn't fuck around this time. It wasn't like a last minute deal. No one was fucking running to the trade office, fucking waving a piece of paper. Fuck. What trade was that for? Was that
Shield?
Yeah, that's right.
That was Scheel.
Yeah.
Dodoro talks up how he landed Scheel and he nearly didn't get him. Carlton were this close.
Yeah. And
like,
hey,
it's fucked.
Scheel is a player that could very much not be at Essendon. So who knows?
But Joel, you're a big chance to have pick, I think, 6, 7, and 8.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Depending on what you get for Saad.
Yeah.
So you've already got, I think, 6 and 7. So it's a good starting point. I wouldn't give up too much to get Dunkley.
No.
Which you would have to, but I can't see the Dunkley thing working out. I think you should
just get... Bulldogs want a player, they don't want a pick.
Yeah. Just get Caldwell from the Giants for your midfield and then focus on getting a forward somehow. I don't know how you do it now.
Yeah, like all the big key forwards are gone, basically.
What's interesting is just that, like, with the matching and, like, the bidding thing. So, like, Essendon clearly go, well, we're not going to match Essendon because their focus right now is on Saad and knowing that the Saad deal probably gets them better placed for Dunkley or Haitley or a few other things that they want.
I'm scared Caldwell. That Essendon's going to fight the Saad deal. That's the... Because Danaher I was stressed about as well. Arati, I don't think they'll care too much. Like, they'll probably match it, but they won't fight for him. Because, again...
No, he's a trade. He's not free agent. He's a trade.
Yeah.
You won't get much.
No.
Well, he also barely played this season.
Yeah.
This is why I'm not a list manager, but if I was, I don't know why some clubs don't do this. You know, every now and then you've got a team that just sort of struggles and they're crying out for a full forward. Brisbane were like that for, you know, yep. ever since Jonathan Brown retired. Essendon are like that right now. It's a bad year to do this because we didn't have a lot of like footy competitions because of COVID.
Yeah, COVID.
But I don't know why recruiters don't go for the mature age guy in the local league who's kicking 150 goals a year.
Sean.
Just try and whip one of them out. Whip one of them out, put him on minimum wage. Yeah, a Podsy Adley type.
We won a premiership with Podsy Adley. He was on like fuck all money, came from the VFL, was 28.
Yep.
You know?
Essendon need to look at their forward line, right? And go, we've got Tipper, we've got Stringer. Who else have you got in the sort of small, exciting forward mold? Do you have anybody else?
Well, I mean, there's Mosquito, but he's done his ACL. There's... Yeah.
So maybe bring in, like, you know, last year the Saints grabbed Dan Butler from Richmond.
Yeah.
So maybe you go after Higgins from Richmond, just steal him away, because I think Carlton's going to get him. You get some excitement happening in the forward line, and then you go to the local league, and you find two blokes who kicked 100-plus goals.
Yeah.
And you go, right, full forward, centre-half forward. No one's ever done this. Let's just have a fucking crack.
Yeah.
At least they're going to be a target. Even if they're not up to standard, they're going to create a contest, bring the ball to ground. Just got to get something happening. I'm just scared Essendon's not going to do anything with the forward line.
Peter Wright, is he available?
He's gettable, yeah.
Go for him. He's huge. Takes a good mark.
Essendon, yeah.
Wouldn't be worth a heap.
Essendon's a weird club when it comes to trade period, which is why I'm a little less scared because of how quickly the Danaher thing was done, but fuck, sometimes some years we do a lot, other years we do nothing except just lock down trades and make everyone else's life worse for no real reason. Last year is a good example of that. But if we just like get stuff done, bring in a few new players, that'll be good. Trade for Mitch Brown, get him back.
Get him in.
Yeah. You gotta get creative in the forward line.
Put him fucking centre half forward. He's tall. Get the Brown brothers. Trade with Melbourne now. They've locked in Ben Brown, but just get him. A brothers deal. And people will constantly be like, just because they got the same last name, they're not brothers. But I'm going to keep calling them brothers because they are brothers. The Brown brothers.
I love it.
Yeah, I just... It's interesting. And It was weird. It seemed like there were so many forwards available, but it's like, now Brown's gone, Hogan's gone in like the first 3 or 4 days. Mm. I mean, Cameron... Collingwood people on Twitter are like, I don't understand why Collingwood didn't go harder for Cameron. And it's like, Cameron wasn't interested in going to Collingwood. Apparently Geelong have been going after him for about 3 years. And we're just like, when you're ready, you come, you give us a buzz, come to us. No one else was apparently in the running for Cameron at all. So, I feel like if you're Collingwood, don't try to get rid of Mason Cox. You've got no forward line. If you lose Mason Cox, you can't get anyone in because there's no one... floating around, like,
unless Essendon are going to try and do Collingwood a favor and try and take like Mason Cox, which I again would hate. I don't want any of those except Treloar playing for my club because they're all cunts.
if you were going to go Mason Cox, I would instead decline that and go for 2 meter Peter from the Suns. Imagine having a bloke on your team called 2 meter Peter. Love it. He'll be clunking marks forever. Tipper will be taking hangers on his fucking head.
Your forward line's just all nicknames.
Yeah, right? I know.
So you get 2 meter Peter. You get the package. You get Tipper. There's so many good nicknames in that forward line.
Mozzie?
Oh,
fuck.
That's just his name.
No, Mosquito.
You got to moneyball that forward line, Joel.
Yeah, I know.
You got to do it.
I might get.
I watched Moneyball the other night. I'm charged up on list management.
Fuck. How good did you cry during the ending? It almost kills me every time I see
teared
it.
Teared up.
Yeah,
it's so good. It's fucking brilliant. It's a 5-star movie.
Oh, it's so fucking good. Fuck. Any other big news happened this week in footy that we've missed?
I've got one. Something that I knew was going to happen happened. Mm-hmm. Harry Taylor, very quietly, after the best and fairest, after the grand final, after everything had died down, quietly announced that he was hanging up the boots.
Yeah.
Posted a photo of his boots hanging up on a coat hanger.
He's such a cool guy.
Look, everyone, when you're listening to this episode and we're talking about Harry, go get a glass of milk and a slice of ham, dip your ham in your milk. And just think of Big H and he's weird. he wrote a letter to fans thanking them, and even that letter's just really weird. He's like, I've never been able to run, but thanks for having me. He's like, I hope you've enjoyed laughing, cheering, crying, yelling, and moving your head vertically and horizontally with me over the last X amount of years. It's like, what, nodding and shaking your head, or just because when he runs, he kind of bobbles his head around like a he's a weird character. But look,
yep.
I love him, and you know, great player for the club. All the players talking about him just talked about what a great bloke he was. Like Joel Selwood talked about how he basically got him through some, you know, a lot of the years, and like you forget that he was Selwood's vice captain for most of Selwood's captaincy.
Yep.
So it's really nice. I did hear an incredible story about Harry Taylor, though, boys. Mm-hmm. We know he loves milk. We know he loves ham. He also loves cognac. his drink of choice. Brendan Goddard was being interviewed talking about like trade period this week, and was telling a story about how back in the day they played the Australian Rules Series where Ireland came out here, and they go out for a drink afterwards on the AFL. You know, Gil's stamping up the money for a couple of beers, and Harry walks into the room that they're all in just with a little glass of cognac. And the Irish boys, they were like, that's the best. What is this, man? They got around him because, A, Harry Taylor's a nice bloke.
Yep.
Very approachable, very friendly, and he's drinking cognac. So everyone was drinking cognac the whole night. This went at $40 a glass. Gil got the bill the next day and was like, what the fuck is this? Who's been drinking all this shit? Billy got them all sent home.
Oh, man. That's fucking great.
That's
love
good.
You, Harry. It's you know, I think the upside of Harry is that Blitzarves might get that all Australian Guernsey by finally playing at fullback, maybe.
Yeah. That's juicy.
He might have missed his chance.
This is gonna sound ridiculous, but him going back probably is why they went for Smith, because Blitzarves was playing a lot on the wing as a rotation with Menegola. So maybe the idea is that you have Smith and Menegola on the wing together. Speaking of fans not being supportive, Hawthorn fans, filthy at Isaac Smith. Angry at Geelong. How had Geelong got this much money in their salary cap? It's like, what do you mean? Like, oh, they keep getting all these superstars. We just get players who want to come back to Geelong. The only player we're paying a fuckload of money is Cameron.
So I'm glad that this has come up again, because Sean, I actually wanted to ask you something about this. Because something with the Geelong, and Isaac Smith is also to blame for this. But something that I haven't really liked about this is Isaac Smith constantly talking, well, not constantly, but it's come up a couple of times, how he's won Geelong some games off his boot already.
Yep. I did say that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a fan.
He's a fucking cunt.
rude.
Tom, I don't like Hawthorn, but I can sympathise with the fans. Like, this is a disgusting move by him. Hawthorn supporters would prefer him at any other club except Geelong.
Yeah.
It's borderline disgraceful, I think. Can you imagine one of your prized players wanting to go and play for Hawthorn? They're the enemy, mate. This has got big TC stamp all over it.
Probably does, but he's a TC for my club, so it's okay.
Well, the other thing that I just don't like is him being like, not even like that, just like, fuck, imagine if fucking when Gaz retired, he started gloating about how it was good that he broke his shoulder because he didn't want Geelong to win a flag, and how that would feel as a supporter.
Well, no, that's completely different, Joel. That's completely different.
Well, no, okay. That's a bad example. No,
because
like,
I'm going like to impress support it. His club that he's now at, which, like, Isaac Smith's trying to drum up a bit of goodwill in a hostile environment.
He's spitting in the faces of his old fans.
Yeah, I respect it.
I agree. I haven't seen him do a video thanking the fans. Yeah, that's something that really annoyed me when Beams did that. That annoyed me. Always do a thank you to the fans that you've dogged. I don't like it, Tom. I don't like Isaac Smith. And I hope he does not win a fourth premiership.
Well,
now, that's not to say that I don't want you to have success next year.
Well, yes,
it's
it
just
is.
That I, no, it, no, it's not. It's just that, well, I hope he rolls his hand. Shut up. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. I hope he rolls his ankle in the prelim final.
So he doesn't play next week?
Yep.
Yes, Tom.
Okay.
But not a serious injury. We would never hope a serious injury onto someone, but a minor setback.
Depending on the player.
Maybe food poisoning from the grand final breakfast. Late with milk and ham.
Jeez.
Anyway, the other thing
I still can't believe that move. I can't believe it.
It's really bizarre. It took me by surprise because I wasn't expecting it. I thought all of our focus would be on Cameron, which, quick question, boys. So the reason GWS have matched is that they want more than a pick because they're not going to be able to get a better pick than what the AFL were going to give them from Geelong. But they want like ready-made players. They're apparently very interested in Brandon Parfitt, but from what I'm hearing, Parfitt is days away from signing a two-year deal at the Cats, so they're not going to get him. Radiga Lee has been thrown around, but it's unlikely he's going anywhere. The only one is Clark wanting to go to Freo might see a bit of a pick swap to get Hogan to the Giants. I don't know. It's Narkle was apparently another one, and Constable, who's fallen out just because can't get the opportunities in the midfield. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see who goes to the Giants from the Cats. I don't know whether it's like it might be Constable because they're losing a few midfielders. I don't know who else would be
danger.
Gettable. Like, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, who else is gettable for them for what they want? Like, they want, you know,
they want a
ready-made
big
name, player,
probably,
and there's just they're either contracted or not leaving.
Imagine it's a straight swap, fucking Jez for Hawkins.
That would be insane. Oh, wow. But then that ruins the dream that I have, which is my two favourite boys kicking heaps of goals together.
Yeah. I don't think that... that would be the most... You wouldn't bother. If you were either of those teams and that was a trade, you'd be like, why are we doing this?
And the question I do have on top of that, boys...
Mm.
So, they didn't match the Williams deal. So, yep. Zach Williams has gone for a similar amount of money to Cameron, to the Blues.
Yeah.
I think it's like 800 or 900. Over 5 years.
Yep.
So they don't match that one. They're happy with the compo from that pick. But I just wager, is it just because they're like, nah, fuck you, Geelong. You're taking our superstar?
No, Tom. Zach Williams.
No, Tom.
Jeremy
it's because,
Cameron.
Yeah.
Like, what Tom. The fuck?
No, but hear me out. If you're Jeremy.
No, Tom. Hear us out. That's insane.
Just.
I'm about Jeremy to Cameron. You're not listening, Tom.
If you're Jason McCartney and you want ready-made players to plug back in, surely you match both deals. And you try to get the best deal possible for both players.
No, Tom, they can't match both because there's a salary cap.
And they've looked at both.
They can't afford Jeremy Cameron anyway.
Mate, if they could keep him, they would go up to 900. Whereas you're not going to pay 900 for Williams. It's just a Carlton weird fucked thing that they did.
Carlton really wanted him and they've overvalued him.
I just would have thought you would have matched both. I'm not saying you don't match. Absolutely, the Giants, I knew they were going to match it, because of course you would. But I figured you'd try to match both, try to get players to slot back in.
Tom, I know you're blinded by how much you just want Jeremy Cameron playing at your club. Like, without, you just want to, just done, so you're like, fuck, I can't believe this is happening, and you can think about next year. But unfortunately, Jeremy Cameron is one of the biggest names in AFL, so he's not just going to change clubs.
No, don't. So, look, I never expected we'd get him in free agency. I knew the minute that Giants were like, he's worth a fair bit. I'm like, well, they'll match the bid. That's fine. I just don't know why you wouldn't maximise both. That's just...
Well, I mean, Sean has pointed out exactly why. The salary cap. Anyway, and while we're just talking about things, like, and Sean and I didn't bring this up last week out of respect, but this is How Good's Footy, and this is a very How Good's Footy moment, but unfortunately, Tom, it does involve the Richmond Football Club. They did something on grand final day that we didn't talk about. We touched on it a little bit, but it was just like we said, if they didn't do this, they'd be dogs, which was the guard of honor for Gaz. But they went above and beyond, Tom. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but Richmond as a club decided to put their premiership medals in their socks so that when Gary retired, his last memory isn't looking at the opposing team wearing premiership medals.
I didn't realize that they're not wearing premiership medals in the photo, but they're not. No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's some good... Look, I will say that's good. I can guarantee you that was probably decided by someone like Basher Hooley or Shane Edwards as opposed to, I don't know, Brennan Gale or someone senior at the club, because they still don't have a women's team despite no VFLW side. The final list announcements came out like late last week about the VFL, the men's comp.
Mm-hmm.
Richmond have got enough money to put together a men's VFL side, but their VFLW license has gone to Port Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Great for Port Melbourne,
mm-hmm.
but Richmond have said, oh, yeah, but we're doing it in conjunction with Port Melbourne. Fuck off. like it they should lose their AFLW license. If you cannot, as an AFL level club, afford a state level league for both of your like national level competitions, you don't get the national level one.
Yeah,
they should smash the Richmond AFLW side up, ship the players around, give it to Hawthorn or Essendon or one of these other clubs that's been actually working towards it for the last few years.
So,
and the fact that they've made money again, I'll tell you what, they could put all the medals in their socks they want. Dog moves.
I will just point out that disassembling the AFLW Richmond team is just doing the same thing that you're complaining about again, but that's fine.
No, to another club. Like, start another one up because they don't deserve to have one because they've absolutely decided to torch lower level. And the fact that they're claiming costs, they've won 3 premierships in 4 years.
Tom, I'm not saying that the VFLW
thing... It's insane. It's fucking trash and I hate Richmond. And it fucking kills me that they're still going to be able to have an AFLW side next year and not invest in the grassroots of the women's competition. That's the thing that's really disappointing.
I would like to
say, if you're a Tigers women's fan, you should boycott them.
I agree that the VFLW thing is fucked, but I do not think anyone should be boycotting anything to do with the AFLW, Tom. That's fucked. And whilst Richmond have absolutely cooked it, the league is still... You can't break up a team in protest for them breaking up their own team. That will do so much more harm than good.
I'm not saying break them up. I'm saying give the license to somebody else. Get someone else's AFLW side in. Because it's just... Because what do they learn from... They can just do whatever they want. They don't take the competition seriously. And if you don't take it seriously, you don't deserve to be in there. And when I say boycott it, what I mean is I know that Richmond have like... You can be a member of the women's team and the money goes to the women's team. But it's like, well, no, why should my money be propping up you guys when you've got it? If they pulled their men's VFL side as well, okay, you start to go, all right, so something's going on at state level. But no, they can still afford to pay for their men's VFL side. So it's just choosing not to. It's just choosing to fuck with the women's competition because they don't respect it enough. And I don't, look, I really like the sign of respect given to Gaz. I think that's fantastic. There are players at Richmond that we talked about last week that seem like good blokes, but on the face of it, I just can't cop it, boys, and I never will. It's a disgrace that they've done this. And if I found out tomorrow that Geelong were pulling their VFLW side, fuck me, they'd get... Well, I couldn't go see them in person because I can't travel to Geelong at the moment, but I'd probably write them a strongly worded letter.
I would hope so. Joel, just on your point, if I may, the architect of the put the medals away out of respect for Gary was none other than Jack Riewoldt.
Fuck.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You can tell because his family were good blokes, good people.
Mm. And maybe he is too.
Maybe.
When the siren sounded.
You could say that about a lot of players, Tom.
It's true.
Mitch Robinson.
I mean, Tom, when I used to play hockey, I was a mad cunt on the court. Off the court. Lovely.
One of the nicest people.
One of the friendliest people you'll ever meet.
Yeah. And
literally,
sure,
game starts, you're threatening to like choke someone out with a hockey stick. The buzzer goes, you're like, oh, well done, mate. You all right? Do you want to get a coffee?
Yep, yep. That's me.
And yeah, Jack Riewoldt on the field, maybe a rat-faced cunt. But maybe his rat face will be doing good when the siren sounds. And that's nice. See, I'm open to that, Tom.
Fair enough.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods
for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Joel.
Tom.
That's a lot of trade talk. Have we got any emails?
So we've got a couple. We are still accepting applications for the All-Australian Emailers How Good's Footy Team. So, look, if you haven't applied yet, the application window is still open, and we are reviewing every entrant. No one is instantly denied. So, look, even if you think you don't have a chance because you've been chewed out by this podcast, shoot us an email. Let us know. Argue your case. So, first off the bat, we got an email from a website that hosts one of our podcasts, indicating that we get comments on that website, something that I've been podcasting for nearly 10 years, something I did not know was possible. Anyway, someone's commented on our 2020 AFL Grand Final episode. Again, no name associated with it, but it just says, "Suck eggs, boys, go Tigers." Anonymous threat. Rude. Email us next time. Put a name to it.
Hey, Jack Rewalt, stop commenting shit on our podcast.
Whoever wrote that's a coward.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Brendan Gale thing.
So, next email. And Tom, this one's for you. It's from Jack. Not Jack Rewalt this time.
Ah, Higgins.
Maybe. Hi, footy boys. How do you, especially Tom, feel about players like Isaac Smith moving to a rival club? But when it's your club. One of my favourite footy moments is his missed after the siren goal in 2016. But now that he is a Geelong player, I feel really bad about it. Love the podcast, Jack. And this is important just before we answer it, just to give you a bit of context.
Okay.
So, P.S. Sorry if this email is terrible, but it's my first time at the pub in 8 months.
Good on you. To answer that, I will just say you can still enjoy him missing in 2016. Like, you absolutely can. And Sean knows the rules. TCs are only TCs when they go somewhere else. When they go to your club, it's all right.
Yeah. I would not want a Collingwood player. And
yeah, same.
Yeah, like...
Well, this... Yeah, no, me neither. I wouldn't
want one. Unless it's Treloar.
Unless it's Treloar, because he seems like a good bloke.
Yeah, and also if Collingwood don't like them because they're like they seem to be too nice for the club, then yeah, I'll absolutely take them. But yeah, like fuck.
Yeah.
That period of time where De Goey was like sniffing around Essendon or Essendon was sniffing around De Goey, I was looking at my scarf and I was like, fuck, I reckon there's lighters in this house. Don't tempt me, boys. Don't fucking tempt me.
What a world that is where Dusha has to pick a new footy team on this show.
Fuck, I hate De Goey so much that it would almost be the case.
Well, it'd be like the AFLW where you just flip flop every fucking season.
Yep. And I
plan you know what? You'd get on North Melbourne. You should. Oh, no. You'd get on Sydney because you've got that Sydney beanie that you wear all the time.
Yeah, I love that Sydney beanie.
I reckon he would get on Brisbane.
I would get on Brisbane, yes.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
I hope you're looking forward to me again due to COVID and everything being fucked, flip flopping again this AFLW season.
Yep, I am.
Yeah, because this year was meant to be Essendon, but not fucked. And guys, final email. Wait, actually, no. This one's from Baz, who listeners of the show may remember, is still in football jail. 2020's not over yet, Baz. You haven't finished your sentence yet, mate. Look, in all fairness to Baz, he just... I've read the email. So, Baz, it's got to one of us. Look, the content is basically that maybe Geelong are pieces of shit and maybe Richmond are okay.
Wrong show, mate. Show, Baz.
Baz, look. Maybe, but also come back in 2021. Please keep emailing on the show, and if you send us something good, we might read it out. Maybe you'll get off let off with bail. Maybe you should plead your case. Maybe it's time for an early release, Baz. Anyway, Tom, if people want to email us, where can they find us?
Yeah, so if you want to email us and let us know how you feel about if your favourite player was traded to your greatest rival, you can send an email to howgoodsfooty @gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter @HowGoodsFooty, or individually, I'm @AwkwardTreed.
I'm @Carney from 55.
And I'm @Douche13. And if one of my favourite players got traded to Collingwood, I'd probably burn down the MCG and kill myself. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.